We've got a great story with kind of a cool team to discuss. Atrio Home Health Lakeshore is assisting in development and national rollout of a remote patient monitoring software during this pandemic. What does this mean? So that's why I bring you in to discuss on behalf of your organization. Administrator Kelly Wieringa on the line. Good morning to you, Kelly.
Good morning.
And I guess I'll be transparent. We'll bring in pilot project user known as Kelly's dad, Rick Zwiering. Good morning to you, Rick.
Good morning, Shelley.
Was Kelly a good student growing up?
She was an excellent student. No problems at all.
Anything you want to brag about your dad there, Kelly?
Oh, he was a great teacher. He helped me through my schooling, definitely.
Great.
Without him.
Thank you for that. You and your organization been part of the development of remote patient monitoring software rolled out nationally and in West Michigan. So we want to talk about your work to develop this important patient care tool. But first, tell me about, and is it Atrio? I'm guessing on this, Kelly.
Oh, it's Atrio.
Atrio. There we go. So Atrio Home Health, who are you and what do you do?
Yes. Well, Atrio Home Care actually is a joint venture between Holland Home, Rest Haven, and Clark that began about 3.5 years ago. So we, Atrio Home Health and Help at Home, serve seniors in our community in the Lakeshore, and then also in Grand Rapids we have an office. So we serve seniors and families in Kent, Ottawa, Allegan, Barrie, Ionia, and Montcalm counties.
And then the next question is, when did you identify the need for telehealth services for your home care patients? And what led you to begin, I understand, work with VitalTech?
Yes. Well, the need for telehealth services have been offered for a number of years through Atrio. Just getting something that was more up with the times and more user-friendly as far as the system is where VitalTech came in. They had introduced this iPad with Bluetooth devices that is very easy for patients to use, and then the platform for us to be able to monitor that on our end is also what we helped develop with VitalTech.
Digging in even a little deeper, you've been piloting with the platform, a group of your Atrio's clinical staff and family members along the way. I know you've been providing feedback about improvements and changes, not only to modify your platform, but also to incorporate those changes into, obviously, vital care and more. I'm going to have you answer the question then, what does the pilot process look like, and how did you begin providing feedback to VitalTech? And then, Rick, I'll bring you into the conversation.
Okay. Yeah, the pilot process basically started, well over a year ago, where we just met with VitalTech. They're a Texas-based company, and they would actually come to our Grand Rapids office over the Atrio Grand Rapids. And we just met with them, and they would bring their equipment. And, you know, we said, well, we want to test this out on some of our maybe clinicians and family members and just see how it works before we start getting it out to patients, you know, work out all the kinks. And so we had some of our clinicians, some of our nurses and therapists use it, as well as Rick, my dad, and we're able to see both ends of it, you know, have the patient perspective, the user perspective, and then the perspective from looking at the platform, looking at the portal, and seeing what the what it looked like on this end. So we kind of helped them develop what that should look like and what kind of reports and questions we could ask on the iPad. And that's kind of where we work together to develop what would work best for our patients.
Wonderful. Rick, you are not a patient of Atrio, I understand, but you've been piloting the software and devices in your home for quite some time now. What was the pilot process like for you, and how are you using the tools then?
Okay. Yeah, Kelly asked a year and a half ago if I would be a tester. in the project. And I said, sure, I'm retired. I have a real interest in senior health, being on the early stages of that myself. And so it was kind of a very easy decision to make. So it really just began with getting the equipment, getting familiar with the app and the devices. So basically monitoring blood pressure, heart rates, oxygen levels, weight, and temperature. So my role was to make sure things looked reasonable, so that, you know, if my weight was 350 pounds, I would probably ask a question about the accuracy or such. But and to make sure that the information was loaded correctly and preserved. So it became really kind of a consistent process after a while. And I think if I had to put it into three words, it would be, number one, simplicity. Kelly mentioned the Bluetooth. The menu pops up. You pull out the devices, and everything registers so easily. Consistency. It was a routine for me to get up in the morning first thing. That was my first stop before anything else. And it doesn't take very long to do it. And then I think the other important thing is, even when you travel, all the devices except for the weight scale are very portable. So I could put them in a backpack or a suitcase and take them with me and continue to do the monitoring even when I was away from home. So it's been a pleasure to do this, and I think we've all learned a lot and helped VitalTech in making some adjustments.
Yes. And, of course, although you're not a patient, you did end up providing the data from the remote patient monitoring platform to your care providers recently. What happened then? How did the data actually help in your care?
Yeah, Shelley, yeah, good question. That was unanticipated. About a year and a half ago, I had a heart ablation done. I had been suffering from AFib for a while and was on some medications, and the cardioversions didn't last too long. So when it came time for follow-up on the ablation with my cardiologists, I was able to get on with them for a virtual meeting and pull up this information. And as you know, typically when you go in the doctor's office, the first thing they do is take height, weight, blood pressure, temperature, heart rate, et cetera. Well, I had all those things logged, not just for that day, but for as far back as they wanted to go. So it was very helpful in having those meetings with the cardiologist and being able to pull up that information. And then they were able to speak to me as to, you know, trends or comparison when I was on medication and off the medication, what to expect with heart rates and such. So that was totally unanticipated, but it worked out very, very well.
Thank you for that. Obviously, the pandemic accelerated many healthcare organizations' need for telehealth services, but you were able to move forward, and I know thanks to a sizable donation. Rick, and or perhaps this more for Kelly, what does this donation mean to Atrio Home Health Care?
Yeah. No, it was wonderful. It was just a great timing of a donation that was given to use for, you know, the betterment of health for Lakeshore clients. And this was a perfect way to use it. In the timing, of course, with the pandemic, of really wanting to get some more remote patient monitoring in, so that, you know, if people were a little bit leery of us coming in, there was a way to still monitor them and for them to feel safe and feel comfortable with still being able to monitor their health care. So being able to get this, and then they had just added the thermometer also. That was something new in the pandemic environment that VitalCare had added. And so the thermometer, that was a great thing that we could also offer people as well.
Wonderful. So I know you've purchased at least 35 RPM units. Are you rolling them out to patients, and what kind of results are you seeing? And then obviously I ask for final comments.
Yeah. So we have purchased 35. We've got probably about half of those out currently, and we're continuing to get them out as we, you know, identify patients that would be good to use them, we take them out right at the start of care, get them going on it. People have loved them. Like my dad said, the ease of use, it's just so easy and quick and fast to use as compared to some other devices that we've had in the past. So we get more patient compliance. Patients are really seeing it as a tool to help them better their health and be able to, like my dad said, bring things back to their doctor. And it's just the results we're seeing are just great. We're being able to catch things faster and, you know, hopefully keep people from going into the hospital if they don't need to.
What do you leave us with, Rick?
I think, you know, for me, I'm more of a people person, so getting used to Zoom meetings and team meetings type hasn't been that easy. But I think, so in other words, I enjoy visiting my doctors, but this is just so efficient that in between those visits that you have to have, you can't have a physical with via telehealth, but there's times when you just need a short conversation or monitoring something that's persistent. It's the way of the future, and it just cuts out a lot of time and transportation needs, and it's the wave of the future.
Wonderful. How do we find out more information about this conversation, carry this on, Kelly?
Yeah. Our website is atriohomecare.org, and our phone number for Atrio Home Health Lakeshore is 796-3838. And you can call and talk to myself or any of our staff members about how you can learn more about the telehealth and getting it going.
Wonderful. Family that plays together stays together. This is proof. Kelly, we are in good administration. Atrio Home Health Lakeshore, also the lead on the pilot project. Rick Zwiering, Dad Rick, pilot project user. Thanks, guys.